listen, you are really welcome to this podcast. So you must be thinking, what is this podcast about, huh? So first, why don't you guess it yourself? I mean, to start with the podcast, and let's see if you can guess it right. Chasing Big Happinesses. This is the title you must have read. So, this starts with the story of this girl. There was this girl whose life commenced in a superlative background, savoring everything from high grades to friends to a loving family to looks. One could feel the optimistic aura surrounding her and swirls reaching every corner of negativity and squeezing out one's drained emotions. Her big innocent eyes gazing at this fairy tale world and her heart believing in becoming a princess and marrying a prince on a white horse. Reading books starting with Once Upon a Time and ending with And Then They Lived Happily Ever After. Every adult had anticipated her to become a gorgeous girl in the future, and she herself believed in that. After all, she had numerous jolly friends, and she considered herself as the best among them. And why won't she? Her ego was receiving all the pampering from adults. Though still with her ego, her personality was as sweet as ice cream, and her heart as sensitive as the leaf of Mimosa pudica. She was the person who would not let herself hurt any god or person in the world, even if they would hurt her like hell. And for her, that one person whom she wouldn't let fall was her 7-year-old neighbor, Mark. Fast forwarded 8 years. The roads were glistening with rain as she took her steps carefully with an umbrella held in her hand. Her eyes rolled up towards the roof of the rain saver, and she could find herself marveling at the imperfect raindrops outpouring from the gray sky on a transparent plastic umbrella. And somehow, she had forgotten to enjoy the rain anymore. Actually, she had forgotten each and every essence of happiness. It wasn't like the times before, when she was covered with a mystical, optimistic aura. She had turned into a total contradictory person. But it didn't mean she was unhappy. She was satisfied, yet so unsatisfied. She let her mind drift to a fantasy place as her legs took her to her high school. Though she had only a small group of friends, she never felt lonely. Probably never is an exaggeration. All around her, she was surrounded with girls, their groups of people starting at their Instagram profiles. Her pupils weighed until they fixated on one person. Mark. No, it's not a love story. It's a story of every other living being who changes and turns into a completely different person. How awful. He's still gloomy just because I started ignoring him? She thought. That's what she thought. She thought that no one ever actually cared for her, and she didn't have the time to maintain these small relationships. All she knew was she didn't belong here. She had to become someone. Someone who would outshine all the people in this world. Someone everyone would love about every single day. Someone everyone would talk about every single day. Someone everyone would want to be like. Someone. Fast forwarded 8 years. She was at the top of the world. Her hunger for popularity had turned her into a person everyone wanted to be. She stood there as the interviewer flooded her with questions and questions, and she uttered each of them with her full pride. It wasn't that she wasn't working hard to be there. But, yeah, sure it was easier. After all, she was a beautiful woman in a world where men were her escalators. At last, she had reached the peak of her life. But somehow, some things were out of her reach. She couldn't have some things. Her personal life was at the bottom of the same peak. She was dismayed with the fact that how difficult it was for her to find a simple guy who she could spend her whole life with. At first, she was interested in happinesses, like having a child or having a loving husband. After all, she could have them anywhere. Everyone had them. She wanted big happinesses. No, she needed big happinesses to satisfy herself. But now she seemed to be stuck in a game of chess. Mom, I'm coming home. Those were the words she hadn't thought she would ever say, and her mom hadn't thought she would ever hear. And in no time, she flew towards her hometown. With the advent of time, it had changed, but not so much as she had. As she bought in the same markets, her cold heart had gone warm. She was no longer seeing the same city with those big innocent eyes. She was no longer gazing the same place with the same hopes of having a happy ending. Actually, it was a total different person, standing there, who wasn't as sweet as ice cream, but as cold as it. And as she walked, her eyes caught something which she couldn't shake off. A guy having the same gentle look and warm eyes, sitting on a bench beside a shop. And she couldn't believe she was seeing him. She was seeing Marek. Her heart started beating super fast, yet her body stood there numb. Their eyes met and sure she could see a surprised look on his face. But he gave her a smile. A smile which she wasn't able to return back even when she wanted to. She understood how the small relationships weren't a nuisance. She stood there and asked, she saw him standing up to reach her. But then she heard a sudden exclamation of happiness. Daddy! And saw a young child coming out of the shop being hailed by a beautiful young woman. And Mark's face gave a sudden delighted look as he held a child in his arms and went with his wife ahead. She stood there watching the happy couple go. She couldn't stop, but let a tear roll down her left cheek. And in no matter of time, her face was buried in her hands with her crying.